This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the line, one of my favorites of all time, Andy Baskin from 92.3, The Fan in Cleveland. Andy, I never thought I'd be saying this, man, but it's almost over. You're more than halfway home.
I know. But I want to console you as a long time,
yes,
less than 12 months, suffering Browns fan. It's going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right.
I feel better.
That's a long time. And if you called my show, I would tell you that's a good resume. We get people that call our shows all the time. They're like, Andy, I've been a Browns fan since dirt was invented, but I was at the 64 championship.
Oh, my God.
Jim Brown, man, he was a whale of a running back, but I was there for Pruitt and Sipe and Phipps and all those guys. And I got to tell you, okay, you've established the fact that you're a longtime Browns fan. Congratulations. Excellent resume. Excellent.
It has been a weird one, to be sure, this season, Andy. You know, obviously expectations through the roof. It just goes to show you, though, you know, you can add all the talent in the world. If they don't come together, if you don't execute, frankly, if the head coach is a little bit over his skis, it's going to be a rough season in this league, right?
Totally agree with you. And I think we should have known week one when they fell on their face to Tennessee. They were unprepared. They were not ready for that game. Mike Vrabel had his guys ready to roll, and they just crushed the hopes and dreams, I think, of a lot of people the first week. And they're like, well, maybe it was just the first week, or maybe because Odell Beckham Jr. didn't play in the preseason, or blah, blah, blah. But the one thing about this team is they've shown real signs of life.
Yes.
You know, they did it against the Ravens, and I think we've been hanging our hat on that. Look, they started this week off at 2-6. They got a win on Sunday, and they could end this week at 4-6, and it would just change the dynamic, not only by picking up two wins, but by beating your arch rival in the Steelers. Now, we think they're where the Steelers' arch rival. I don't know how Steeler fans feel about that, but they're still our rival.
It's much like the Padres and the Dodgers. We feel like the Dodgers are our arch rival. They're like, ah, you guys are sweet. You guys are so sweet. I mean, the Steelers they're playing lights out. I mean, and to their credit, nobody thought that they would go on a run like they have recently, Andy. I was looking at this last night, and actually a friend texted me and goes, all right, I have to bet this game. Who do you take? And I'm like, well, Browns are at home. They're favored by 2.5. But I just said, I'm staying away. I don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
The inconsistency of the Browns has kind of made me shy away a little bit.
I still like the Browns tonight, although I think the Steelers' defense is playing unbelievable. But I think with Kareem Hunt entering the picture last week, it's changed the Browns' running game dynamic. And it's not so much even Kareem touching the ball, but I think the thing that blew away everybody last week was his ability to look like he hasn't missed a game.
Yeah.
And the way he blocked last week was out of this world. So I think with Hunt and with Chubb, I like the Browns. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be a good game. But I still like the Browns' running attack going up against Pittsburgh. Although, you know, if they start causing turnovers, Browns are in trouble, because we know what that can do to the Browns, too. So
Andy, the big story, obviously, this year was getting Odell Beckham Jr., getting that guy to pair with Jarvis Landry on the perimeter for Baker Mayfield. And it just doesn't seem like they're on the same page. Anybody there is on the same page with that passing game. Baker's sort of regressed. Odell's complaining about targets. Jarvis Landry has, you know, had his moments where he and Baker are getting into it on the sideline. I mean, do you envision this? Obviously, this is a long-term project. This is year one. Do you envision this working out, or do you think they're going to have to make changes?
I don't know exactly what's going on, because, you know, you look at what the Browns had on paper at wide receiver. When this season started, this was probably the best wide receiving core since they've come back in 99.
Yep.
With Beckham, with Landry. Callaway had shown, you know, just great breakout potential last year. And then Rashard Higgins, was another guy that really came into his own last year. And for some reason, Higgins and Callaway have been just huge problems. Callaway was suspended for the first 4 weeks of the season, so he caused his own problems. And then he was late for the game on Sunday, so he was a healthy scratch, which is totally ridiculous, too, for a guy who said he couldn't park his car, yet every player on the team gets a valet pass so that they can come up. So, like, I can't figure that out.
Not his first incident either.
Yeah, definitely not his first.
No, yeah, you can say that again. So, but Higgins is the enigma here because he did something to make somebody mad somewhere along the way in the beginning of the season. He found himself in the doghouse, and maybe it was he was coming off an injury and they asked him to go in the game, and he was like, I can't go. And I think that really ruffled some people the wrong way. Again, that's 100% speculation. But, you know, it's just it's if they can get Higgins and they can get Mayfield going, which sounds crazy when you have Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry,
yep.
it opens things up. It opens things a lot. My partner Jeff Elson and I argue about this all the time, about, you know, what's a third wide receiver worth. Well, I can tell you, when Higgins and Mayfield are rolling, everything else opens up, and it's going to make things better for Beckham and Landry. And Landry looked great last week, too. And Beckham and Mayfield just need to get in sync, and I can't say anything more than that, because in the beginning of the season, it looked like they were trying to force it to him, and then they totally went away from him. And then last week, first five passes to him, his first five targets were nowhere near it, and then on the sixth, they finally connected, and they had a decent game. So I wouldn't be surprised if Odell has a breakout game tonight, national TV, too.
Talking to Andy Baskin from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. Andy, before we let you go, switching gears a little bit to baseball, what's the general mood with Indians fans right now? You know, I know a lot of people are scared. Frankie Lindor, my opinion, he's one of the best players in baseball. He's the guy you want to build a team around. Not a guy that you would ever even consider letting go, but their owner, your owner there, has said, hey, enjoy him while we got him, because he's not going to be here forever, which is just it's the worst thing an owner can say. It just breaks your heart. I've also heard Shane Bieber, maybe. They're taking offers for some of the best young players that you guys got.
Yeah, I don't know about Bieber so quick because there's a lot of time still with him, but it's just I think pretty much everyone's settled into the fact that Lindor, they're not going to be able to afford him. So when are they going to trade him? They sold him for two seasons. And look, when you have this pitching staff that they have right now, they still have the opportunity to go out and win and get to the World Series next year, especially if we can figure out how Houston's going to find new ways to cheat like they did against the Indians before.
Yes,
but
indeed.
That's another story.
That's been a fun one, hasn't it? Oh, my God.
It drives me nuts because the Indians stone-cold busted a guy,
yep.
taking video
yep.
inside the dugout, pictures. Lee didn't care about it.
Didn't care.
And then he went to Boston the next week. In 18, it's the same thing.
Same thing. It's staggering.
They don't care. They don't care. I mean, Major League Baseball is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. They busted a guy shooting video inside the Indians dugout and didn't do a thing about it other than say, you can't do that. And then he came back the next week. So when this whole thing came back up this week, it's just been firing me back up.
I've been fired up all week, and I feel there's some vindication. You know, I think so many teams caught them. The Yankees caught them doing it. I think the Red Sox caught them doing it. All these teams caught them doing it. And for me, it's the pomposity. It's the arrogance from all of the players, from A.J. Hinch. I mean, like, who, us? That's a joke. That's laughable. Not so funny anymore.
No.
Not so funny anymore. Andy Baskin, thank you so much. I know you got a show to get to, so we'll let you go. We really appreciate your time.
All right. What's the weather like there today?
Perfect. It's going to be perfect.
Yeah. 75.
Yeah, 75, sunny. It's going to be perfect. A little warm,
yeah,
actually.
40. It'll be good football weather when you're watching on TV tonight. Have a great day, guys.
Can't wait, brother. Thank you. That is Andy Baskin from 92.3, The Fan of Cleveland.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.